Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of HW Exclusive. I have my business editor, Mr. Akhilesh Bhargav, with us. And today, we intend to talk about a topic which is very trending and which is something that has happened between yesterday and today. Now, Akhilesh, the first thing is that Arun Jaitley has had a problem with Mr. Raghuram Rajan in 2014. So, he wanted Mr. Raghuram Rajan to go. Mr. Raghuram Rajan resigned and went off. It was very well known that Mr. Arun Jaitley also was very much part of hiring Mr. Urjit Patel as the head of RBI, as the governor of RBI, and he brought in Mr. Urjit Patel, and Urjit Patel was functioning with him for the last, from 2014 to now. But now, Arun Jaitley wants Mr. Urjit Patel to go. Now, once one can understand, twice one has to wonder. Okay, he had a problem with one RBI governor, now he has a problem with the second. So now the possibility is that it may not be the RBI governor's problem, it may be the finance minister's problem. Akhilesh, your point of view.
Sudeep, the finance minister in this case seems to be having adjustment problems with whoever is the Reserve Bank governor. We have been witnessing that. But the present outbursts on both sides of the table are beyond personal problems. They have to do with the country's economy and the country's image and the way the economy needs to function. So at the moment, if Mr. Jaitley has had problems with Mr. Urjit Patel and his predecessor, it is very ill-timed. We are talking about a time when the country macros have been deteriorating. Rupee has been under pressure. It's been weakening. Stock markets have been in a tumble. Oil price has been a big uncertainty. At the moment, inflation is in check, but they have a question mark there also. So, this is not the right time to show displeasure or dislikes. My point is that.
Akhilesh, tell me exactly, what exactly went wrong? Why this wedge?
You know, the level at which it has come, the question almost becomes is, what went right? Look at it right from the time when Urjit Patel came in his chair. It was probably 3-4 months and demonetization happened. It started from there. And he was almost not consulted. Because no prudent RBI governor would have given it a go-ahead to go on with such a brutal issue with little preparation. So it started there. All the time, the finance ministry officials keep, you know, they continue a low-intensity campaign, as I call it, against Reserve Bank on interest rates. They want interest rates in a certain direction. Interest rate fixation is the statutory autonomous domain of the Reserve Bank of India. They have a right to make their opinion felt. But a continuous low-intensity campaign in public makes it an irritation. It's like you're encroaching on the RBI territory. That continues all the time. Then Nirav Modi happened. And the finance minister squarely blamed the Reserve Bank of India for it. So this attempt to keep encroaching on an RBI's domain because the governor seems to be a mute and meek person was always on during the tenure of Mr. Urjit Patel. It is only now that we are seeing the Reserve Bank showing some spine and spunk.
And we had done a show 1 month back.
We had done a show on that, you know, where we mentioned that, oh my God, he's standing up and talking, you know. So it's only now we are seeing it. But the present, you know, train of events which are attributed to the outburst of his deputy governor Viral Acharya, that explosive speech that he gave, are quite a number, Sujit. The culmination of it, I'll give you the entire list almost, but the culmination of it is the government is falling short of finances this year. They are badly in need of money. They have already overshot all their budgetary estimates of expenditure. Reserve Bank sits on a surplus of about 3.5 lakh crores roughly. They have an eye on that. So this is the last nail in the coffin. But the preparation of it started with the government wants the Reserve Bank to lift the curbs on those 11 public sector banks which are sick, and the Reserve Bank is nursing them back under what is called a prompt corrective action. It wants them to lift up those curbs because they want those banks to resume lending. So before the sick is nursed back to health, it is supposed to start working. Reserve Bank objected to it. They said this is not the right thing to do. The second issue that came up was to do with, you know, they are not happy with the way they are handling the NPAs. But the Reserve Bank is playing its role to the extent it is allowed and supposed to play the role. I told you about encroaching upon the reserves that they have in mind. Now the government has been running a campaign saying, you know, you need to infuse more liquidity in the system. NBFCs, mutual funds, etc. having a problem. The Reserve Bank thinks that there is enough liquidity in the system. So it's not towing their line. And interest remains an issue all the time. The government wants the interest rates to come down, and the Reserve Bank has said they will not come down, which is what we had mentioned in our last discussion. So it is this pressure that is being generated every time, every day. It's a constant pressure that led to the explosion of Viral Acharya, where he mentioned very hard-hitting terms that if you really encroach upon the domain of the Reserve Bank and dilute its autonomy and independence, it could be catastrophic for the country. And he mentioned the case of Argentina, for example, where something like this happened and their markets went in a turmoil. He mentioned Turkey for that matter. So it was a very direct onslaught. To us, the interesting part is it is not something that came on the spur of the moment. By practice and precedent, his speech is required to be approved by the governor. So the governor knew what he's going to talk. And in the audience, his three colleagues, three deputy governors were also there. So they are all into it together. They are standing firm. And standing firm against North Bloc, which is the Ministry of Finance. And after he made this heart-hitting speech and the government was taken aback, it's probably the first time something like this has happened. The Reserve Bank Employees Association came out with a very strong statement supporting Viral Acharya, every bit of it. So it is this attempt of the government to encroach on the territory of RBI, and that constant nudging them to do this, you know, is what has led them to come to this position. The timing, the platform, the reason now has all become an economic, political, business gossip issue.
Correct. I want to come to that. But before coming to that, Akhilesh, I want to understand the basic technical problem. You see, am I right in understanding that the finance minister is blaming the RBI governor because the RBI governor didn't tango with finance minister to hedge the economic flaws and economic policy failures that he took?
You see, under the Constitution of India, monetary policy, as we call it, to do with money and finance and interest rates, is the exclusive domain of the Reserve Bank of India. It is not that the Reserve Bank does not consult the government. Half the nominees on the board of directors of Reserve Bank are government nominees. The top bureaucrats of the government sit there. There's a constant interaction between them. So Reserve Bank doesn't come out with a decision in isolation. They are very much aware of it. But the political and the prudent measures, as we call it, are across the table. Politics demands that interest should be low. The Reserve Bank thinks otherwise, because if interest rates go down, inflation shoots up, and the prime target of Reserve Bank in monetary policy is controlling inflation. So they are working at cross ends. The government at the end of the day is the government. They think that, well, you may be Reserve Bank and you inform us, but you finally got to do what we asked you to do. This regime has not been doing it. Or rather, they were mute spectators, now they have stood up.
So, a very clear evidence of the finance ministry actually going into doldrums?
It is clear evidence that the two of them are, first of all, not communicating correctly with each other. It is also very clear they are on the other side of the table, both of them. They are not on the same page.
Akhilesh, just to interrupt, this was the same case with Raghuram Rajan also.
Yes.
See, one can understand,
yes,
if you have just, this is the first incident and you know Arun Jaitley seems to have a problem. Arun Jaitley had the same problem with Raghuram,
yes,
Rajan.
But
Arun Jaitley had the same problem with this fellow.
But unlike Urijit Patel, who doesn't communicate forcefully, Raghuram Rajan was a forceful communicator.
But then the fact is, the day Urijit Patel started communicating, that is the next day he was asked, he's been almost pushed out.
So while Raghuram Rajan was assertive from day one, And he continued remaining assertive, and he ensured that he minimized, I would not say he stopped it, he minimized the government's efforts to encroach on his domain. Mr. Urejit Patel was a mute spectator, so it went quite ahead.
But doesn't this, again, my same question, doesn't this actually show the failure of finance ministry?
Finance ministry
is not working.
I think if top institutions like a Reserve Bank and a Ministry of Finance, you're talking about the highest positions in the country, they have communication problems, understanding problems, bridging differences problems, and the Ministry of Finance very indecently every time likes to talk it out in the open all the time, then there is something wrong in the way it's being governed. I think those who need to be statesmen are behaving like politicians.
Absolutely. Now, let's come to the political aspect of it, which you just mentioned. This entire RBI issue, who is it going to harm more? Is it going to harm Arun Jaitley, who was a part-time finance minister actually? One still doesn't know whether he's a full-time minister. Sometimes it is Piyush Goyal, sometimes it is Ravi Shankar Prasad who talks about finance, so on and so forth. So, is this controversy going to harm Arun Jaitley more, or is it going to harm Narendra Modi?
Sujit, we have a control-centric prime minister.
Correct.
Performance or non-performance finally stops on his table.
So finally,
the buck stops there.
So finally, Akhilesh, we are both very sure that this controversy is going to harm Narendra Modi more than it is going to harm.
It will first of all harm the country. It will harm the citizens of the country.
Yes, yes.
The country's reputation goes for a toss. The markets start deteriorating. The rupee has weakened further again today. The stock market goes in a doldrums. We start looking out for certainty in the sense, what are you really thinking and what will come out of it? Because this is confusion. So the country really suffers. It finally percolates down to the common man. In political terms, if we keep, national interest aside, then, well, it's finally it reflects on the performance of the Prime Minister.
And Narendra Modi. I'm saying Prime Minister here very specifically is because possibly if there was another Prime Minister, another Finance Minister, it would have been a different issue because it would have been still, curtailed to the ministry itself. But now it is going to go beyond the department. It is going to go to the Prime Minister's doorstep.
I think, Sujit, if these level of people wash dirty linen in public, the government very easily wants to say, where was the need for Viral Acharya to have come on a public platform and spoken? They are right about it to that extent. I think this is something which should have been settled behind closed doors very confidentially.
Correct. Now, okay. Why was this all coming out?
But, if the government has been taking pot shots against them in public, at some point of time it happened.
Correct. So, everything. Why is it all coming out in the open now? Number one. Number two is finally, see, Urjit Patel has another 1.5 months more. November 19th, what 1.5 months? 1 month more. November 19th.
He's there till 19. No. He's there till 19. 2019.
Acha. Okay. So.
He still has almost 11 months to go. 10, 11 months. That's a long time.
Okay. So, the logic still holds that somewhere down the line, getting this into open forum, okay, is directly harming the Prime Minister's office.
It is harming the country. It is harming the Prime Minister.
It's harming the Prime Minister's office. And somewhere down the line, more than Arun Jaitley, one has to remember that it harms Narendra Modi's prospects in 2019 than anything else.
I think if an event like this can take place, like when CBI linen was, dirty linen was being washed in public, we as citizens felt very uncomfortable. Here is the topmost criminal agency of the country and, it's getting exposed to be a very corrupt organization. We didn't feel good about it at all because you expect those organizations to be very above board. Now, if the Reserve Bank of India and the government of India can't get together, they are the ones who manage our economy jointly at the end of the day, one playing one role, the other playing the other role. If they don't get along and there is no harmony and they are kind of taking pot shots at each other in public, even yesterday, Mr. Arun Jaitley, I think in the most unbecoming platform, which I would call it here, because it is at the US India Business Strategic Business Forum where he castigated even the Reserve Bank of India for the NPA saga that is going on, and who were in the audience, US company corporate leaders. So we had foreigners. He spoke this before a foreign audience, lamenting the NPA crisis and how RBI did nothing about it. I think it erodes the reputation of the country. And it is not that we don't have, you know, good, credible institutions. It is just how are they conducting themselves.
I think call this a conspiracy theory, Akhilesh, but I somehow get the feeling that this is something that a lot of people within the government, out of the government, wanted. This controversy was almost bought in. It was ushered in rather than it, you know, just to spring up. So that is the first thing that comes to mind. The second thing that actually comes to mind is somewhere down the line, hasn't the sheer institution called the RBI been absolutely maligned? It has never happened before like this. Two RBI governors having problem with the finance ministry. You know, RBI questioned, blamed on RBI. It has never happened before. Isn't it a juvenile kind of a...
If you stop thinking as a minister, you know, with very limited interest, and if you think you are the finance minister of the country, then you look at RBI as one of your most important bodies and you would want to protect its reputation because you think it is yours. But if you disconnect yourself from that and then you speak, then something like this happens.
Absolutely. So, is the fact that, you know, there were several finance ministers and, you know, anybody picks up the a brief and goes and faces the camera and faces the press and talks about finance ministry, has that actually, this strategy of Narendra Modi, has that actually killed the sense of responsibility of each of these ministers?
It also creates a lot of confusion.
Of course it does. But I'm saying...
If you have a completely non-finance related minister... Who we don't even probably look at him as an intelligentsia, probably.
This one, Nirmala Sitharaman, Honorable Minister for Defense, had spoken for Finance Ministry a couple of days back.
Then the question that comes is, what is her qualifications to talk on this? And is she the person on whose table the buck is going to stop that you want to listen to her as representing that ministry? It doesn't give confidence.
Okay, my last question, Akhilesh. See, there is a rumor that Urjit Patel is going to go on leave. First of all, how true is that? And if that happens, what are the repercussions to India?
You know, today there was a rumor, in fact, going on. You're talking about leave that he's going to resign.
That was a rumor going on. Yes.
I look at it like this, Sujit. Let's look at the country. If the RBI governor suddenly puts in his papers, it shows poor leadership on his part. This is a wrong timing. He may have any amount of differences, but when it comes to a sense of responsibility, he cannot just leave in the lurch and go away. So I would want to believe that something like this would not happen, even though there were thick rumors today about it. If he goes on leave as a second measure, it again shows that the differences are so sharp that he's not able to function. A non-functioning situation at the top post of RBI is again not good. It sends wrong signals. It also makes it a non-functional post. The Reserve Bank can't be a non-functional body. So I do hope that something like this doesn't turn to be so. And I really hope that instead of making statements against each other in public, Mr. Jaitley, as a riposte to what Viral Acharya said, made this statement, not just at the US forum, also when the Financial Stability and Development Council met. I think they need to refrain from it. Something like this, which was very unwanted, has happened. It is time to start receding and try to get it back to a decent situation.
What if Section 7 is imposed on the RBI?
Oh, the rumors, incidentally, are that letters under Section 7 demanding certain... they have not yet given directions. Okay, let me tell you about Section 7.
Please.
Section 7 is an emergency section, the Reserve Bank of India Act, under which the government can give directions to the Reserve Bank of India. They can give directions. In other words, they can order Reserve Bank of India on matters which are critical in public interest after consultation with the RBI governor, in which case it means the RBI governor would have no say in it. This section has not been resorted to since independence. So if it is now being resorted to, it actually shows a huge amount of incompetence on the part of those who are administering the country. Why is it coming to this? We are not in any kind of an emergency or crisis. The country's economy is good and fine. So if it actually comes to that, it means ego at play. That I've got this section to kind of ask you questions or give you directions. So they say that a few letters have gone to Reserve Bank of India citing Section 7. No directions have been given. This is what the reports say. And they are to do with those same topics I said. Withdraw PCA, liquidity in the NBFC and mutual fund system, reserves of the Reserve Bank of India that the government has an eye on. They are on the same topics. The very fact that it is being resorted to at a time when there is no emergency speaks a lot about the fact that the reasons are not rational.
The reasons are not rational. So, basically to conclude, whatever has been happening for the last 1 month, all the differences that the Reserve Bank and the Finance Ministry seems to be actually putting up in the open, are these rational problems? Are these problems that couldn't have been resolved Or a conference or on a discussion table, why has it been brought to a public forum? That's the first question that we intend to ask. The second question that we intend to ask is there a reason why these discussions have been brought to a public forum? Is there a clear reason why these people, why these discussions and why these controversies, why these differences have been brought to a public forum?
My opinion, Sujit, on this is, if those persons realize they are sitting on very senior responsible posts, if ego is less, national interest is more, and communication is adequate, we would not have come to this.
Oh, great. So, you know, technically, if we had a good ministry, we had, like you rightly said, if we were talking about a finance minister rather than a minister in the government, this would have been avoided.
Oh, yes.
That was a very, very, very important statement you made, Akhilesh. So, with that, we conclude today's show, and we will meet you another day. Till then, namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.